Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Tales of mystery and imagination on the radio show that does things differently.
Dolly Parton, I listen to a record that they love.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
I'm a nut job, but not that kind of nut job.
On Talk Radio.
Honest to God, it's the new Breaking Bad.
Oh no!
0344 499 1000. Let's go to Babs. Good evening, Babs.
Hello.
Hello, Babs. Oh, that's exactly how I imagine a Babs would laugh. Naughty.
Yes. I did tweet you ages and ages ago.
Oh, I remember.
You were talking about Monty Python, and it just reminded me Monty Python's Eric the Bee song is the reason I called as Little Dog Eric.
Eric the Half a Bee? Did you call and we played it, didn't we?
I've tweeted you.
And I played it. Did I?
Well, you played it and I tweeted you.
I played it first. You tweeted me. This was about a year ago?
Oh, bloody hell. I've been listening to you since you started on Talk Radio.
Okay. So this is maybe two or three years ago.
I've got to talk to you.
Well, we don't make it that hard for you.
We're really not fussy, Babs.
No, we will. we take phone calls 15 hours a week.
I know. I listen every night. All 3 hours,
well,
every night.
May God bless you for that. Thank you very much indeed. The Eric the Half a Bee song is an absolute joy. If no one's heard it, I might play it again in a bit. It's only 30 seconds long.
And you've also played a bit, you though, won't say, played this song on the radio as well.
Yeah, from the Contractual Obligation album, which is a great record. Yeah. I think I also played the John Denver, You Came on My Pillow. I think I played that once. That got taken off later releases of that record. John Denver, surprisingly, threatened to sue.
Yeah, I didn't have it on my copy.
Oh, I had it on mine that I got for Christmas when I was 14 years old. What an album. What an album. What, are you in Cyprus?
Yeah.
What are you doing? Your arse. What are you doing in Cyprus?
I live here now.
Well, come over. Come back. Oh, hang on a minute. The Iranian tanker was near Cyprus, wasn't it? Right. Well, let's go to our Iranian tanker correspondent. It's Babs in Cyprus. Babs, what's the latest on the Iran situation?
I've no idea.
Oh, you mean you can't tell the difference between the regime of Ayatollah Khomeini and Khamenei?
Hang on a second. Hang on. Let's do this. Let's do this properly.
What?
It's time now to get an update from our Iran correspondent,
Babs.
Babs, what's the latest in Iran?
No idea.
That was an update from the Iran correspondent,
Babs. That's the most accurate appraisal of the situation I've heard.
I don't think anyone has any idea what's going on, to be honest.
No one's got a clue.
We're actually nearer to Syria.
Have you ever been bummed by a monkey?
What?
Don't they have horny monkeys in Cyprus?
No, it's Gibraltar.
Not in Cyprus, no. We have lots
cats.
Of donkeys and what are they called?
Mouflons.
Like a goaty type thing, yeah.
Oh,
got a lot of cats there?
Hang on a minute. Wasn't the Iranian boat captured near Gibraltar then?
No idea.
Well, hang on a minute. I was confusing Cyprus and Gibraltar.
Yeah. Gibraltar.
So she's a fraud!
Well, I told you about the monkey thing being Gibraltar.
This is why I put two and two together and I've worked out that Babs is a fraud.
Wow.
She's like, not an infidel. She's,
the other thing.
She's an abacus.
A ringer.
I have no idea. I'm sure it's wonderful. But She is... Babs will have some Johnny's. Babs, have any songs with Johnny's
one's
in?
One's already gone.
Yeah.
I did think of the Fine Young Cannibals one, but that's gone.
That's gone.
Used.
But, yeah. Yeah. I've got two.
Two left.
Unused.
Yeah, go on.
But Dear John, Status Quo.
Right, well, that goes in the John section. So that now takes the Johns up to five. Yeah. The Johnnies are on six.
And I think that you were talking about it the other week, actually. I'm surprised you didn't remember it. Hazy Fantasy. What was the song about Big John, Bow-Legged John Wayne or whatever it was called?
Hey, right, I remember Hazy Fantasy because she had the funny hair, didn't she?
Yeah, a bit like the one out of Thompson Twins.
Yeah, like the one... Yes, exactly. In fact, when I was a kid, I thought
I
they were the same...
confused.
I thought they were the same person. Here we go. Hazy Fantasy, yeah. John Wayne is Big Leggy. All right, I don't That's remember it. Hang on, I don't remember this. We'll have a little... We'll have a little listen to this. Hazy Fantasy. I never thought I'd be saying those words again. Here we go. Shotgun, gimme low down, fun boy. Yeah. Shotgun, gimme low down, fun boy. Yeah. Shotgun, gimme low down, fun boy. Yeah. And everyone, but this is the thing. People say the 80s were great. There was also Hazy Fantasy. It's got to be said.
Yeah.
Hey, here's the thing, Babs. Yeah. Me and Catherine, right, it's just thinking at the moment. It's just a little thought thing. By the way, the book is coming on.
It hurt.
Sorry?
Sorry, I always say that.
Outrageous. We are thinking of releasing... I want to put my 7 inches... I want people to get... I want as many people to get their hands on my 7 inches as possible. Would you be, if I gave you the opportunity, Catherine, I'm not saying black, and I could do.
What?
Because it's a record I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So I could make it worse. Mm. If I put my, if we released.
Would you be interested in his 7 inch?
What if he got it out?
I want to release like my 7 inches.
He's going to be spreading it as far and wide as he can.
Would you pay £10 to have a spin on my 7 inch?
Yeah. There we go. The dog is on perv alert, and it's
See,
quite
look,
right.
Set Eric off now. Security
dog. I'm going to take that as a yes, Babs. Thank you very much indeed. So we're thinking of putting out a record, right? But here's the thing: we got loads of calls. We've got Chris, Josh, Ray, Sandra, Dave coming to you. But we're thinking of putting out a record, like a 7-inch record, a vinyl single, right? And we're not sure what would be on it. We kind of think the B side would just be a Pradeep competition between me and you, right? And I'm thinking on the A side, we've got to put a song on there.
Yeah.
It's got to be a song.
Maybe some ASMR.
Sorry?
Some ASMR.
Well, it's got to be a song. It's got to be something people can hear.
I can do it quietly.
Well, no, we don't do it quietly. We do
Why
a song.
Not?
Maybe we just...
There aren't enough ASMR songs.
Well, okay, but here's the thing. We're not doing a quiet song that people can't hear.
Scratch.
Okay. Yeah, I was thinking we'd do I Got You, Babe, or something.
Oh? Would there be copyright problems?
Well... What do you mean by problems?
Would Cher be after us?
Well, I mean,
yes.
No, because it's no. Let me speak to my mate Glenn, who works in the music business. I think it would be all right the way we were going to do it. I think it would be all right. It's not a copyright thing. You just got to put money into a fund. You can do covers. People do covers.
Yeah, but don't they have to ask permission? Yes.
It's a little bit great. But here's the thing. To get the minimum order you can get is 250.
Uh-huh.
And you're looking at about 700-800 quid. So you've got to sell, that we'd have to sell something like 80 at about a tenner to break even.
This could be the biggest folly yet.
Yeah. We've had some big follies, Catherine. Yeah. Don't do yourself down. We've had some great follies. Belfast, for example. But maybe it's a stretch too far. We'd sign them, obviously. Here's what I'm thinking as well. For the first 100 people that bought, and we'd sell it at events and online, the first 100 people that bought them,
yeah,
we would throw in for free a platinum membership card. A platinum membership card.
Gosh.
There would only be 100. There would never be any more. Platinum membership card. So for your tenner, plus £2.50 postage and packing, you'd be getting, I've priced it all up, a vinyl single in a white plain cover signed by myself and Catherine Boyle. And a platinum membership card. I just think I think we could be onto something.
Let's just leave that dangling.
Very, very special.
I've just seen a tweet here from Rachel saying, walk into my mum's room to give her her meds and hear, have you ever been bummed by a monkey?
I confused Gibraltar with Cyprus. No wonder that week away was so disappointing. Let's go to Sandra. Good evening, Sandra.
Hiya,
I'm fine. Are you in the same city as your phone?
Yes, I am in Glasgow at the moment.
Oh.
So I'm just seeing KD Lang in concert.
Oh!
She's amazing.
KD Lang. Did she do Constant Craving?
Yes, she did.
Yes,
so I love that.
It was the whole of the NGA album she did 25 years ago.
I cannot hear a word that you're saying. It's very muffled. Have you fallen into KD Lang's box?
I'm in Mickey B's. Okay. Getting
are you on speakerphone?
No, I'm not.
Well, why does it sound so awful?
You got your thumb over the hole.
Because I'm in McDonald's.
I don't think... I've made phone calls in McDonald's before and people have been able to understand me, I think. Listen, Sandra, I'm glad you had a great time. Get home safely. It's not the best line, so I'm going to let you go. But thank you very, very much indeed. KD Lang. Can't... You know... I've ruined it now.
What?
The Rolling Stones did a terrible album called Bridges to Babylon.
Right.
Do you remember that album?
I remember hearing tell of it, yes.
1994, I'm going to guess, right? And they had a song on there that was actually a really good song. And it went a little bit like this. Okay, this is the song. There's a lot of adverts on the old YouTube these days.
I know, it's like they're making money or something.
It's outrageous. I wish I could get some of that.
That album with Constant Craving on it and Miss Chatelain was brilliant.
Miss Chatelain?
Miss Chatelain.
Miss Chatelain. What? Here we go. Listen to this. See if you recognise this. You will now. Hang on. This is actually a really good song. Remember, folks, there we go.
Everybody cool out.
Don't want to see the acting.
She confessed her love to me. Oh.
Then she vanished on the breeze. Trying to hold on to that was just impossible.
Impossible. Ugh.
She was more than beautiful, closer to ethereal. With a kind of down-to-earth flavour.
It sounds like Flight of the Conchords taking the piss.
Yep.
Close my eyes. It's 3 in the afternoon.
Wait till we get to the chorus.
Then I realise that she's really gone for good.
It's a great chorus, right? And then Keith Richards played it to one of his kids and he went... Constant Craving. And Keith Richards went, oh, shit. And they had to put her name on the song.
Did they?
Yeah, they did in the end. They had to put her name on the song because it was such an obvious rip-off of it.
Outrageous.
It is outrageous. Good evening, Simon.
Good evening, Ian. How are you?
I'm all right, Simon. What have you got for us tonight, please, sir? Thank you.
I've got a couple of things. An idea for your A side of your single.
Here we go. This is it. There we go. George Martin's on the phone.
I'd like to use your talents as a talented songwriter, obviously.
Yeah.
Your last effort, the World Cup, was a fantastic song.
Yep.
About a Christmas single, a new one written by you.
Well, here's the thing. I'm happy to write the song, definitely. I want my mate Boyley on it. I want my mate Boyley on this record. I want you on the record, Boyley. But if you do a Christmas song, that's it, man. It gets played for 5 weeks over Christmas.
Also, you know and I know we're going to have a garage full of these things, and it's we need to have something that's slightly more timeless.
It's going to be timeless. That's what I want. Boil it on this record. What am I? Okay. I'm paraphrasing. I'm paraphrasing Neil Diamond, Love at the Greek concert, where he gets Henry Winkler up from the audience.
Oh, I'm the fans,
and Henry Winkler sings Song Sun Blue as Henry Winkler, and Neil goes, no, I want the fans to sing my song. So, Simon, good suggestion, but no.
I've also got a Johnny song for you.
Yes, thank you.
One of my first tapes I ever bought, Tiffany, and I'm fairly sure there's an album track called Johnny's Got the Inside Moves.
Well, now, you say you're very sure.
Yeah.
How sure are you? This is not some silly phone-in fluff.
I'm going to go 98%, but you might need to prove it.
Does she say the word Johnny in the song, Johnny's Got the Inside Moves?
Yeah, the chorus.
You're literally just guessing, aren't you?
No, Johnny's Got the Inside Moves. It's in the chorus.
Johnny's Got the Inside Moves by Great. Tiffany. I'm going to take your word for it because it sounds absolutely atrocious. Johnny is on there. Johnny is leading 7. We've got 5 Johns, 4 Marys, 3 Valeries. 03444991000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. Let's go to Josh. Good evening, Josh.
All I've got is Johnny, Remember Me.
You mean one of the first songs that we listed?
Oh, fuck, I've been on.
Whoa! What did he say?
Don't know, but it sounded like it was about to be a swear.
I don't anyway, Johnny. Get out of town. Let's go to our good friend Chris. Good evening, Chris.
Hello, both.
Hello, both.
Hello, Chris.
Hello, you.
I think I thought of one. Johnny Reggae.
Here come Johnny Reggae, Johnny Reggae, Reggae. Of course, it's by a famous celebrity paedophile, but we will still...
I didn't know that. Okay, I do.
Well, it is, isn't it? Hang on a minute. Shut up. It is,
what do you mean a paedophile?
What do you mean a paedophile? Someone who has...
Who sang that, then?
Let's just check.
It was King, Jonathan King.
I remember the record, but I don't remember who...
Conceived, created, produced...
Jonathan King.
Yes.
Oh, gosh. All right. I shouldn't have said that.
You can say Jonathan King. He'll just write me another letter, as he does from time to time.
Oh, bloody hell. I feel awful now.
No, don't. You mustn't.
Right, I think I better hang up now. I've gone red.
Shut up. Don't go red. Just because you mentioned Jonathan King, these things happen.
Oh.
Right, what can we do for you?
Well, I don't know a lot about records or things.
Okay, of things. Yes.
Well, I just go out now and again.
Yeah.
And ring this radio show up.
Beautiful, and we're grateful for it.
Well, you should be so as well.
I am so, sir.
I know.
As well.
I make a fool of myself now and again.
Okay.
But doesn't stop me from going out.
This is nice me. People complain I was too mean. This is me being nice.
I was listening to you.
This is me being nice.
You're quite welcome to hang up on me, Ian.
Thanks, Chris. 03444991000. This is Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are
Talk Radio.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The voice of reason is on Talk Radio.
Hello, I'm James Whale.
Get in the ring with the legendary James Whale.
When I say hang on, will you shut up?
The radio presenter who isn't afraid to tell you what to think.
Quite frankly, this is the most ridiculously stupid idea I've ever heard.
Hard-boiled conversation from the man with the pinball smile and the cue ball head.
This man needs to be called to account, so where is he? Could we get his home number and ring him?
All
All hail the whale.
I'm being over rude, I know.
The James Whale Show.
Tomorrow night from 7 on Talk Radio.
Late night conversation. Wealth losing sleep over.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
03444991000 is the phone number. Let's go to pick one or two, Catherine.
One or two what?
The numbers.
I'll go for one, because I'm not greedy.
Let's go to Dave. Hello, Dave.
Hello, Ian. Hello, Kat.
Hello, Dave.
Hello. I've got a pack of Johnnies for you.
Here we go. Let's have them. Let's have it.
There was a follow-up to Johnny Be Good called Bye Bye Johnny.
I knew there was something like that. Okay, is that by Mr. Charles Berry?
Dirty Man. New Kid in Town by the Eagles.
Oh yeah.
Where's Johnny coming?
Johnny come lately. He's a new kid.
Johnny
in town.
Come lately. There's a new kid in town. Oh yeah. We're up to 10 Johnnies, 5 Johns, 4 Marys, and 3 Valeries.
Land by Patti Smith. The Boy Looked at Johnny.
Okay, we're getting a little bit.
Is it a Johnny or isn't it a Johnny? Yeah, it's a Johnny.
I mean, how many kids are at home now rocking out to Patti Smith? Dear God.
What about as far as Neil Young then?
Neil Young, on which Neil Young?
Hey, hey, my, my. The king is gone, but he's not forgotten. This is the story of Johnny Rock.
Okay, yep.
And there's a John Lennon one, sort of. There's a Elton John song, the song he wrote about John Lennon after he died.
I didn't know Elton John wrote a song. One night we should just do a special on songs written about John Lennon after he died. That would actually, that's a good show, Dave. That is a show. I mean, it would be the least listened to of all this crap that we put out.
I can think of about three already. Yeah.
All right, hang on a minute. So we've got the Paul Simon one.
Late great Johnny Ace.
The late great Johnny Ace, which he's playing in Central Park. The concert he's playing in Central Park a year or 2 years after John Lennon is shot. And as he's playing it, someone jumps up on the stage and grabs him. There's the Paul McCartney one, Here Today. Is it called that?
Here
Today. And if I told you, remember that night we cried? And all of that stuff. There's the George Harrison one.
All These Years Ago.
All These Years Ago. Go on, what else is there?
There's Not John by Loudon Wainwright III.
Okay, yeah. Good old Loudon.
There's a recent Bob Dylan one called Roll On John, which is about all about...
Bob Dylan is dead to me! Next! Move on!
I said the Elton John one is called Empty Garden, Hey Hey Johnny.
Okay, we'll
I think
it
on his one of his early 80s albums that no one bought.
Ah, yes, the ones that he himself used to cut up huge blocks of cocaine and snort them off. That's when he could be bothered.
Maybe Giants one as well.
Yeah.
Can't Keep Johnny Down, which is off one of their recent
this
albums.
Is it. We got,
Join Us, I think.
We're up to 14 Johnnies.
Let's just say there's a definite Johnny preference.
Here's the thing. I don't know if we're... Let's focus on...
Mary's.
It's Mary Mary by the Monkees.
Mary Mary by Run DMC.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Also, When I Find Myself, Let It Be.
Let It Be.
Mary Had a Little Lamb, Macca's great thing.
We're up to 7 Marys.
Yeah.
Mary, I love you. Oh, baby. Isn't Mary, I want.
Back to Bon Jovi. Isn't there a Mary in that song? Johnny, isn't there a Mary in that? Living on a Prayer.
You're asking the wrong people about the Bon Jovi songs because Dave and I have taste.
No. I'm sure you've both been alive while it was on and we can't
Sam,
miss that.
Sam, any Nickelback songs that mention names?
Possibly, but nothing comes straight to mind.
Oh, okay, I thought you were a fan. It's
Proud Mary.
Oh, yeah,
Proud Mary. Mary. Yeah.
Oh, it was Tommy and Gino, wasn't it?
Yeah. That was the people my mum and dad went on holiday with in the 70s. Mary, I want. There must be loads of Marys. In the 70s, Mary was a very popular... Mary, oh, Mary, sweet Mary.
Mary Jane. Hello, Mary Lou.
Hello, that's Mary Lou.
Yeah.
No.
All right. Anything else, David?
Yeah, I was thinking about your 7-inch.
Yeah, trying to get your hands on it?
That's another story, yeah. Do you know there's a blues record called Big 10-inch Record? If you could sort of make it a bit bigger, then you could do a cover of Big 10-inch Record.
Now, I'm going to play that because that's safe to play, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's all innuendo.
Aerosmith covered it, but it's by Bull Moose Jackson.
Here we go. This is great. Here's the thing. I remember when I was working in B-Jams, and my mate Ian, another Ian, brought in a tape of old blues songs, right? And I hate the blues. And he went, no, listen to it. And it's all
Kitchen
like...
Kitchen Man's fantastic as well.
It's all like, Bessie, I'm going to the Sea Suckers Ball.
Wow.
And they're all from, like, the 20s. And you every generation thinks they invented sex and drugs. And but here we go, listen, this is great. This is a great song. Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, Bull Moose Jackson.
God means strangest woman. Believe me, this chick's no cinch. But I really get her going when I take out my big 10-inch record of the band that plays the blues.
We'll play that after midnight, because that's a great song. I only heard that the other day for the first time. It's a great song. It's just filthy. Go on, Dave, sorry.
There's also Kitchen Man by Bessie Smith, which is a similar thing, based on a female point of view, which is rather good.
There's loads of them.
My
Ding-a-ling.
Oh, My Ding-a-ling. I remember being at a party in the 70s and everyone's singing that.
That's his biggest hit as well, wasn't it?
Charles Berry, outrageous behaviour.
Dave, yeah, not the worst thing he did, obviously.
No, of course, no. Installing the cameras in the ladies' toilets was the worst thing he did. Dave, thank you very much.
That we found out about.
Indeed. Did we do the break at 22? I don't remember it. I just don't remember it. I don't have a clue. Let's go to Ray. Good evening, Ray. Thank you, Dave.
Hi, Ian. Hi, Cass.
Hello, Ray. What have you got for us?
My panar fishing thing. Huh? I got three Johnnies.
Oh, okay.
One Valerie.
Here we go.
And if you want to go down a different route, I got a Dickie for you as well.
Yeah, we're open for different names. We've only got Valerie, Johnny, John, and Mary at the moment. We will take any names if you think they can. We're looking for the most popular name in pop and rock. Let's have your Johnnies.
Well, the Johnnies are, you said, the older the better. These are really old ones. There's the Glenn Miller Band, When Johnny Comes Marching Home.
Now, the name needs to be sung in the song.
It is sung in the song. It's a vocal track.
Then it's number 15. Well done. What's number 16 going to be?
The Andrews Sisters. Oh, Johnny, oh, Johnny, oh, how Johnny, can oh, you Johnny. Love?
Okay, yeah, lovely. Yes, I got it.
I think the other guy stole my thunder with the
scumbag
with the Chuck Berry one. But there is another one. Do you want Valerie by the Mellow Kings? That's a lovely tune.
You've got to sing it to me.
Valerie, 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 ooh.
Valerie.
My heart's on fire, Valerie. My heart's desire. And it goes on then.
You've got a voice, mate. You've got a voice.
Well, you didn't think that last week when he called me a creep and I sang Beyond the Sea.
That was awful.
But
you've improved. You've taken lessons.
I have taken lessons. There's another Johnny. There's a really obscure World War II song,
yes,
which is about shooting, about a kid who scores nothing in school.
Oh.
And he goes on to be a fighter pilot and shoots down Japanese fighter pilots. It's called Johnny Zero.
Yep.
His friends all call him Johnny Zero.
Until he goes and kills some Japs. Yes, man, that's what I'm talking about.
He shoots those Japs down. And there's a song by the Delicates called Dickie Went and Did It.
Okay, we're going to put that down as a Dickie.
I don't think we're going to get many Dickies,
but we're Ray, thank you very much for that. Here's a name I would like to add to the list. Did you get that?
Go on. Fanny.
Yeah, so there's got to be Fanny. So we've got one Fanny, one Dickie, and we've got 17 Johnnies. That's a good night. That is a good night.
You're such a child.
Yeah, I am. What are you going to do about it? Andy Harrison's enjoying it. He's just texted, just tweeted. Loving the show tonight, guys. Keep it up. What are you going to do? Sue me? You're not going to sue me, are you? You can't sue me for this.
You can sue
no,
for that.
No, you can't. Let's go to Richard. Good evening, Richard.
Good evening, Ian. Good evening, Kath.
Hello.
Hello. First time caller?
Hang on. Sugar. Hang on. Is he a long time listener?
Oh, yes, long time.
How long have you been listening for?
On and off for 2 years, and when you used to work at Absolute as well.
Oh, then you deserve this.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Worth it. Totally worth it.
I have a song for you with a Mary in it.
There we go. Go on. What Mary have you got?
Richard Marx, Hazard.
Oh, yes.
Oh.
No one understood what I failed for Mary.
Mary! Oh, is that when Mary dies and everyone thinks
he... Went out walking all alone and never came
he
home.
He murdered her, but actually he didn't murder her.
He swears he left her by the river.
I swear I left her by the river when I was Mary's prayer. Yes, man. So
Thank
we've got...
You.
Did I just add it then or not? I'm going to add another one in case. We've got nine Marys.
A lot of Marys.
That is a lot of Marys. That was a weird song. You don't get... I don't watch Top of the Pops anymore, but you don't get many songs about people accused of murder.
Well, yes, you do. What was that song we were talking about the other day about chucking something off the bridge?
Yeah, the Tallahassee Bridge. Uh-huh. Yeah, that was from 50 years ago. I'm talking about now. So
you didn't see. You didn't say you don't get many songs from nowadays. You
well,
just said
I said,
many songs
I, said
full
I don't
stop.
Watch Top of the Pops anymore, so I don't know. But
Call Me the Wild Rose, though my name was Eliza Day.
I said you don't get many songs about people being accused of murders anymore.
Today, no.
Sorry, today, no.
Do you remember that one that Kylie did with Nick Cave? Bad Seeds.
That was
about murder, wasn't it?
Don't know. Don't look at Sam. Sam was because it's recent. It was 1992. Wasn't even born then. Hey, here's something. Get this, Richard. Get this,
yep.
Kath.
Yes.
You know what it is next year?
2020.
Yeah. You know, so next year, it was 30 years since 1990.
No.
That's nuts, isn't it? It was 30 years since 1990. When I was growing up, right, in the mid-80s, say 85, 30 years ago would have been 1955, right? Next year, it's 30 years since 1990.
Oh, my God.
Exactly. I've been thinking about this a lot, Richard, over the past couple of weeks, doing the maths and going, No, it is. It can't be. It is. 30 years.
It all makes sense. It all makes sense. So girls these days are wearing those god-awful jeans that we realised were bloody awful in the 2000s, right? When we all started wearing jeans that were completely opposite and they were too small, actually, and you had your thong peeping up over the top. But they're wearing 1990s fashion because it's flipping vintage.
Yeah.
It's like when we were wearing 70s gear. Yeah. My dad would say, what are you wearing that for?
You go back 30 years from next year, it's 1990.
Oh,
you go back
God.
30 years from that, it's 1960. That's how big the gap is, right? You say 1990 to me, Richard, 1992, 94. It's like, that was last week. No, 30 years ago.
Oh, no.
You're making me feel old now.
Well, Richard, I don't know if it's necessarily all down to me, but yes. Because I've been thinking about this so much recently. We're all doomed. We're all dying. Literally. Anything else, Richard?
No, that's it.
Thank you for the call, mate. Appreciate it. Cheers.
That's his first call, and that's how you ended it.
30. Next year will be the 30th anniversary. Next year will be the 30th anniversary of 1990.
Fanny be tender.
Jeez, what is going on? Honestly, the last 2 weeks I've been obsessed with that thought. Obsessed with that thought. We are very close. Hang on a minute. No. Anyway, we're old. We're getting old and we're it's not looking good for us as human beings. The thing is over. 0344. 499-1000 is the phone number. We'll carry on doing the names in pop. Let's get some different names if we can. Sexy robots. I'm always up for talking about sexy robots.
Fembots from Austin Powers.
I don't remember what they look like.
They look like hot women.
All I remember is Liz Hurley and Beyonce in the Austin Powers films. I mean, Hurley was stunning in that.
Oh, Austin. It was all that, all the way through it. Oh, Austin, you are silly.
Let's go to our good friend Alan. Good evening, Alan. Hello, Alan. Jesus. Hello, Alan. We'll come back to Alan in a minute, but maybe he's warmed up. Literally just spoke to Sam. Literally, I saw Sam's lips stop moving and I went to him. Good evening, Peter.
Hi, Ian. How you doing?
I'm very well, your son, Peter.
Good song with Mary in it. Long Tall Sally.
Long Tall Sally, she got bittersweet. She got everything that Uncle John won. Tutti Frutti.
No, keep going.
Saw Little Mary duck back down the alley.
That's it.
There we go. Beautiful. We got that takes us up to 10 Marys.
How you keeping in?
Huh?
How are you kidding yourself?
I'm all right. My jaw aches. We had a tooth out. Got a bit of a sore throat. I think having the tooth out caused a little bit of trauma to the body and has just made me feel a little bit, you know. But I had a great evening last night, Peter. I was going to go to bed. I was watching Octopussy because my mum took me to see that at the pictures when I was 9. Totally inappropriate. And then I got a bit bored of it. And then I was going to go to bed at 10 o'clock. I thought, do you know what? It's quite mild out. I'm going to go and sit in the... I'm going to get the hammock set up in the garden. I'm going to go out with some crisps and dips. I'm going to start a little fire in the fire pit. And I'm going to watch Limmy streaming on Twitch. I was out there for 2 hours, Peter. It was beautiful.
Oh, man, you know how to live.
Sorry?
You know how to live. I'm coming around your house.
Mate, you're not. No one is invited. This is a private... part. I loved it because normally I only get the fire out at night time when the boys are around. I thought I'm going to do it myself. It was wonderful, Peter.
No, just before we go in, Vainlight, no cut-offs. I'm not having this on your show. You called Jinx on Kathy earlier and she spoke before you said that.
You know why?
Peter,
you know why? I don't respect his authority.
Whoa. You don't respect my authority. You have to respect the authority of the Jinx.
Why?
Sorry? Mm-hmm. Why? Sorry?
Yeah, why?
Say that again.
Why are you apologising?
I'm not apologising.
You said sorry.
Say that again.
What?
Huh? What did you just say? Come on.
I'm not saying anything you can call Jinx on.
I'm not going to call Jinx on.
You totally are. I'm why?
What? Just slow down.
No.
Say the last word you said.
I won't.
Why?
Why are you saying why?
What? Why?
Yes.
What?
What is this?
What is what? Come on, talk to me. Talk to me. What is your name? You did not respect... Peter's right. Thank you, Peter.
I never played that game when I was a kid. Never.
Will you play it now?
Don't.
You... Sorry?
I'm 41. I'm over playing games.
You're over playing what?
Game.
What?
You can shut up in there and all, Mr. Cackler.
Don't tell Sam to shut up.
Why?
Sorry? Don't tell Sam to shut up.
Stop apologising.
What for?
What is this?
What?
God.
What did you just say? What was the last word you just said? I didn't hear it. The last word you just said. It was... Say it.
You really are a knob.
I'm a what?
A knob.
No, I'm a what, Peter?
She called you a knob.
Knob. Jinx. Right. He can't speak now forever. This is Talk Radio.
This is Talk Radio.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.